what I was looking for. Appreciate it, Evan. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian is on the mend, so it is Evan and I. He is working hard on the board, playing some Black Keys for us this afternoon. And it's some new music, Evan. So I heard it for the first time this weekend, and I was really digging it. So I was like, you know what? We're going to have to cut that one, add it to the library. I like the Black Keys as well. So when I found out that you got a new album, I was excited to hear about that. I suspect there will be some more songs from them off this new album that we'll be cutting as well. Add into the library here at Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. If you want to join the conversation, you can at any time. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789. And so, Evan, diving back into this New York Times opinion piece, because I want to get to the end, because it sums up pretty well what's going on. Because I think it's important as well to point out, here in the state of Wisconsin, one of the, some would say, I guess, front runner for the Republican gubernatorial primary here in the state of Wisconsin is running on these anti-education bills that Republicans are putting forth, and she's taking that animosity. One of her campaign staffers, affiliates, whatever you want to call her, was the one leading the charge in the Mequon-Thiensville school board recall that lost. She lost that recall seat, but she is intrinsically tied to the Clayfish campaign, and so Rebecca Clayfish is very much running on the sentiments that the right keep pushing of dissatisfaction with public schools. But a lot of these calls are coming from parents that don't have kids in the public education system. They're complaining about a system that they don't know firsthand, because they're not even utilizing it as a public service, because their kids are in private school or homeschooled, and so they're driving this animosity. And the numbers from Gallup and these other foundations that track this polling, especially the one down in Texas, it doesn't indicate what they're pushing. It's not the empirical numbers of satisfaction with public schools are not what the right is saying they are. So diving back into this piece from the New York Times opinion, this isn't to say that our education system, broadly speaking, is humming along perfectly. There are so many ways it can improve, particularly in serving students in schools with higher poverty rates and those with physical disabilities and learning differences. But it does mean that we should take stories with a grain of salt when they present the American education system as a fact-free zone no longer focused on teaching the basics that parents are or should be fleeing from in any significant or sustained way. The Gallup polling also showed homeschooling is back to its pre-pandemic rates of 4%, and data from the National Center for Education Statistics found that by far the steepest drops in public school enrollment during the 2020-2021 school year were among children in pre-K or kindergarten. These kids likely will not be away from public schools permanently. Their start was merely delayed. It should also make us a bit more reflective about election results that are framed as a result of displeasure with schools. Target Smart, which bills itself as a democratic polling data and data services firm, analyzed records showing who voted in Virginia's 2021 gubernatorial election, which has been touted as a win for the Republican Glenn Youngkin, that was based on unhappiness over the way the previous Democratic-led state handled the pandemic in schools. Target Smart found turnout among voters aged 75 and older increased by 59% relative to 2017, which was the most recent Virginia statewide gubernatorial election, while turnout among voters under age 30 only increased by just 18%. Notably, turnout of all other age groups combined, 18 to 74, which would likely include parents of school-aged children, only increased by 9% compared to 2017. The Silver Surge is an untold story that fundamentally undermines the conventional wisdom that COVID-19 protocols in schools and fears about critical race theory in curriculum determine the outcome of the election. All of this at least raises the question of whether some of the people driving the outrage, even animus against schools, might not have much skin in the game and might not have any recent experience with teachers or curriculum. As we head into the midterms, At the very least, we should resist easy conclusions about who is angry about what's happening in our public schools and whether it has anything to do with the reality of what's going on day to day for millions of children and their families. And that's how the piece concludes. I'd also like to point out, Evan, on there, the voting age of 75 years and older, I have a feeling disproportionately depends on some form of right-wing, either talk or cable news information for their news information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so if you're hearing on the news channels that you trust every single day that our public schools are being overrun by critical race theory and these other all of these other grievances that they claim about public schools, and that's what's being pumped to you through Fox News, through right-wing talk radio, through the news outlets that you trust to get news information from, it would make sense that your when you go to the polls that then you follow up on that information. But if that is divergent from what's actually happening in our public schools and you do not have a child in the public education system at the time to be able to actually be like, no, I'm very satisfied with my teachers, the teachers that are teaching my children amid this pandemic, and actually having some skin in the game and understanding what the public education system is going through right now and how the public school systems around the country are facing these insurmountable problems that we as a society are facing. It's a lot easier to be complaining about it if you don't have a kid in the system right now, or if you're completely devolved and detached and you're hearing these right-wing stories told in your ears over and over and over again about a reality that's not actually a reality. Because it seems like parents overall are satisfied with their public schools. But the right wing is pumping out a different story here in the state of Wisconsin and around the country. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents, taking your calls. 844-967-2789. We're going to dive into some Wisconsin headlines next.